Again, we're learning Masechta Tyrus, Perek Tes. We'll start over again, Mishnah Zayin. Rotza lito mehen bad echod o shnei badim. You want to take out of this vat that you have storing your olives, and you have in mind really to add more olives into the vat, and therefore, like the Mishnah before, it's not called nigmer malachta, and therefore the juice that comes out is not huchshle kabel tumma. And now you decide to take out of this vat, mehen bad echod, means the amount you use in the bad, that's the press, to press the olives to make it into oil. Or shnei badin, or else the amount you take out to press in two times. So Beisham Emre Beisham says, koitze betumah. When you want to go take out this amount of olives, you're allowed to like cut them out, even with kelim that are tamei, because they weren't hochshle kabel tumah yet. But umechape betaira, after you take them out, when you want to cover up the leftovers, the leftovers now like is hochshle kabel tumah. So you have to be careful to cover them up now, only with kelim that are tor. Beisil Lomim, Beisil says no. Af mechape betumah, you could even cover up the leftovers with a tumah, because since lamaisi you had da still to add more into it, therefore the juice there is not hukshla kabel tumah, so it's still you could use tumah kalim. Rabbi Yosi says choife bekardumos shemateches, like you could cut in there with hatchets of metal, but you want to take out as much olives as you want. Or melech lebeis abad betumah, then carry all the olives to the base abad, to the press, even though you're using kelim d'ratomei. Because the ma'aseh, when the juice came out, you were not nicher at that time, it was not hukshel kabel tumah, therefore you could take it even with tumah dika kelim. Yeah, Mishnah Ches, ha-sheretz she-nimtza b'rechayim, you find the dead sheretz, that's like an abad tumah, it's metama oichlim, and you find it b'rechayim, that's in the millstone, where they grind up the olives, before they put like the big board over it, the kura, to squeeze out the olive, to squeeze out the juice, the oil. So you find the sherets in the rechayim. Izein tomi alamakam ago. Only the olives that came in contact with the sherets, that olive is tomi, but not the rest of the olives, because each olive by itself like is less than a shear of kibetza. Therefore, oichlin is not metama other oichlin, unless it has a shear of a kibetza. So only that one zayis that touches it becomes tamei, and it's not matama others. What's going to be imhoya mashkam halak? Let's say there's liquid, there's the oil that's coming out of it. It's flowing, and that's connecting one to another. Then hakol tamei. Then all the olives become tamei, like the liquid is connecting. It's like all one more than a kibetza, and therefore everything becomes tamei, or through the oil itself it becomes tamei, but then is hakol tamei. What's going to be nimtza gabi olin? Let's say you find the sherets on top of a leaf. Like when they put these olives into the press, like, they have some leaves there also. And the leaf of an olive tree is not makabel tumah, it's not an oichel. So now, yishalo habadodim. He's allowed to ask the people that work there, even though they're maratzim, the workers. Loy meloy nagano, they say they did not touch the sherets, we believe them. Even though usually you don't trust an Amoret, but that's only on his own Tumah B'Taira. Here he's working for Balabas, we can believe him for the Balabas's, whether he's Metamrit or not. Let's say the Sheretz was touching part of the Zayas itself. That means the Gush, the part that's attached one to another, and therefore it's like one big piece more than the size of a Kibetza. Then Afila B'Sara, even if it's only a hair of the sherets that's touching, tummy becomes tummy. But since this piece is the gush of the olives, like touching one another, it's considered like one big piece, it's more than the size of a kibetzum, therefore it all becomes tummy, it's metama, other oichlin also. Yemishne tes, nimtzu agabe prudim. Let's say you find this dead sherets on top of pieces of the olive. Prudim means pieces that came off from the olive. And each piece by itself is less than a kibetza, but vunageya bikabetza, but they're all touching together. All the small pieces like are touching one big gush, one big piece of the olive. Therefore, tamei, that's like mitzarefet all together. It's like it's all part of the oim, part of the gush, part of the solid piece of the olive, and therefore it's like the size of a kibetza. They all become tamei. What's going to be prudim agabi prudim, pieces on top of pieces, the small particles, and they're not touching the main part of the olive. And so then there's nothing to mitzvah them to put them together, and then we say afa pishem agay bekebetza. Even though altogether these pieces add up to the size of a kebetza, still ain't tummy alamokim agom. Only the parts that actually touched the sherets, they are tummy. But they're not mitama other food, because each piece by itself is less than a kebetza, and there's nothing to mitzvah them together. So therefore they're not mitama the rest of the food there. What's going to be nimtza ben koysol azesim? You find this dead sherets in between the wool and the olives. Like we do not know whether it touched the olives altogether or not. Halacha is tamei. In our suffix we say the olives remain tamei. It remains tor. Nimtza begag. Let's say we find the olive, this sherets, on the roof. In other words, usually after you take the olives from the vat and you press out the oil, then you take the rest of these olives and put it on top of the roof. So if you first found the sherets on the olives that are on top of the roof, hamatan tor. All the oil, like all the olives that's inside the vat, they are remain tor. We do not say that the tumah on the gag touched it, came from the matan. What's going to be nimtza b'matan? Let's say later we find the sherets in the vat, then hagag tumah, the olives that you already took upstairs to the roof to dry out, they are tumah because before they came from the matan. So the sherets was in there, they became tumah. What's going to be nimtza sorof al azesim? You find now like a burnt sherets on the zesim. The halacha is if it's burnt, it has no more tumah to it. So suffolk is, was it there before it was burnt or not? We say no, that we only find tumah kishas mitzios in the way you find it. And right now you found it burnt already, so it has no din tumah, the zesim remain tor. The same thing, v'chein matlis muha. If you have a piece of material, a matlis, that was makabel tumah, and then Mahuma, it became also blue, it became ruined, that doesn't have a shear of a beggar anymore, so it comes Torah. Halacha is Torah. If you only found this now, this beggar, when it's already ruined, and balua, that doesn't have any tumor on it now, so we say, kan nintza kan hoya, like the Mishnah ends off, shakola, shakola tumais, kishatz mitziyosin. All the halachas of tumor, we go after the way you find it. And the way you see it right now, it's Torah. So we say it was never tameh when it touched the zaysim, and therefore the zaysim remain tahor. Yeah, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph, Hanoyel Beis Habad Mipnei Habadodim, means the owner of this olive press was a chover, a Talmud Chacham, and he wanted to keep the olive, the oil, to be tor. So what he did was, he was mitayer the workers before they went in, and he locked them in that they should not be able to go out and become tummy, and people from the outside should not be able to come in. In other words, the workers themselves were an amoritz. But he made sure before they came into work, they were mitar, they went to the mikvah, and he locked the door that they cannot go out and become tummy, and new people, new amoratzim, cannot come in. Now, v'hoyu l'shom kelim t'meyim medris. Inside the olive press, he forgot to take out some kelim that were tummy. And it was makabel tumah, let's say from a zav, that made it into a tumas medrus, that it's an ava tumah. And if a person sits on it, a person moves it or touches it, he becomes tummy. So we have to be afraid these amaratzim maybe became tummy from this kli, and they touched the oil, they were metam of the oil. So Rimeya says, yes, beis habad tummy, the whole beis habad remains tummy now. We have to be afraid that these people inside the workers touched these kelim, and they became tamer, they were matama, the press, they were matama, the olive, the oil. We have Yudah, Rav Yudah says no, Beis Habad Tor, Rav Yudah says no, that since the people were Tor before they came in, so they watched themselves from becoming tamer now, they know the Balabas wants it to remain Tor, and therefore we're not afraid they touch these kelim, everything remains Tor. Rav Shimon says like this, it depends. Im Torim Lehem, if these workers think that the kelim is tor, like let's say it's clothing of an amoritz, that they think it's tor, so then beis habad tamei, then since they're not going to watch themselves because they think those kelim are tor anyway, so when they touch them, they become tamei and they are metamei the beis habad, therefore everything remains tamei. But v'im tameyim lehem, let's say the Amoratsim know that this keli is really tamei, and they know the Balabas wants to remain everything tor. Therefore, Beis Abad tor, the Beis Abad remains tor. We're not afraid. They touched the kelim to matama the Beis Abad. Says Reb Shimon's chilek. On this, Amar Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi says back like Reb Shimon. How come these Amoratsim, the workers, become tamei? The Balabas left the kli that's tamei medrash there. It's not only because they touch it. True, if they know it's tamei, maybe they won't go and touch it. But it becomes tamei. It's a tumas medrash here. Elishain amoratz biki and behesit. And Amoratz though does not know he can't move the kli. He thinks maybe he can't touch it with his hands. That he doesn't do to become tamei. But the loch of tumas medrash is even if you sit on it, or else you just move it, or it moves because of you. And that he's not a book, he doesn't know to watch himself from that. Sefer Rabbi Yossi says, even though they feel the kelim are tamei, still they may become tamei from tumas hesed, from just moving it, and therefore everything is tamei. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Habadodin, the people again that work in the olive press, and they were tor. They would go into the Beis Abad and they go out. But umashkin tameim b'toich Beis Abad. On the floor, there was some liquid that was tamei. Now, when they walk on the floor, their feet, they used to walk barefoot because it used to like being pressing on top of the grapes, so their feet would touch this mashkin tameim. So the question is, the mashkin tameim is not metamin odom. But if it stays on their feet, when their feet go over the grapes, their water would be metam of the grapes. So the case is like this. Im yesh bein mashkin l'zaysim. If from the place where the mashkin, the water is on the floor, until the place where they have to go on top of the olives to press the olives, kidei shi'nagvu es regleim boritz, there's enough space there that when they walk, the wetness goes off their feet onto the rest of the ground. So by the time they come to the Zaysim, their feet are already dried from that Mashkim Tumeim. In such a case, Arelu Torim, you have a right to say the olives remain tor. You have a right to say by the time these people, the men got to the olives, their feet were dry already. But if there's not enough space in between, then we say the Mashkim Tumeim came in contact with the olives, and the olives are tamei. Habadodim v'yaboitzrim, the people that work pressing the olives and the people that work boitzrim, pulling down, taking off the olives. Shenim says tumul lefneim, they themselves were taught to be tor, but we find now that there's tum in front of them, and we have a doubt whether they touched the tummy or not. So locher is nemonim loyma, we could trust them. If they tell us loy nogano, they did not touch the dovi tummy, we can trust them. The same thing if the kids come in to talk to the fathers, like, and usually the kids are tamei if the mothers were nidois, so the kids became tamei. So you don't have to be afraid that they touched the kids. Then they have to tell us, we did not touch the kids, they are still tor. The workers that are working to press the olives. Yoitzin chutz lepesach beis about a worker that's working inside the press, and again he was taught to be tamei, to be tor. Even though he's an Amoritz, but the Balabas, the whole these two Mishnahs are talking about, where the Balabas was metari them all, and now he goes outside the olive press. Ufoinim liachuria gradias got like the basic kisei. So he turns to the back of the fence. Then turn still there the loch as if they are tor. We do not say when they went outside just to the basic kisei they made themselves tummy. Ad kamatul, how far yachiku can the workers go away? The yield term, and still we say they remain becheskes tyro. At kidei shiroyin, they don't go far enough that the owner inside the press could still see them. So they still have the yira, still afraid of the owner. Therefore, they remain tor. But if they go further than that, then mechoshes they became tamei. If they come back in again, the alas become tamei. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel, habadodin v'yaboitzrim. Again, the people that oppress. In the olive press of Abaitzim, the ones that cut off the olives off the tree. Kevin Shech Nisan Rishus Hamora, the Balabas brought them in to the Rishus of the Mora of the cave, meaning the mikvah. In other words, they were Tomei, and the Balabas wants them to go to the mikvah to become Tor, and who was then maybe to be Toivo Kalim. So Locheriz Dayer, that's enough. Divrei Meir, the Balabas does not have to watch him go into the mikvah, as long as he brings him in to the more into the cave where the mikvah is, that's enough. You have right to say for sure these people were tovel in the mikvah. Rabbi Yosi says no. Tzorech lama d'aleim ad shi'atvaylu. You have to watch them. You have to be there standing over them to make sure they go into the mikvah. V'rat, there's a lot of lochas about the tefillah, about a chatzitza, so they have to be there to watch them to make sure they have a kosher tefillah. Rabbi Shimon says it depends. In Torah lehem, if they feel that they were really tor, and the kelim mator, and there's no real purpose for them to go to the mikvah, then even though the balabos brings them into the mikvah, tzorech lama d'aleim ad shi'atvaylu, the balabos has to stand there and be over them and watch them until they actually go inside the mikvah. But im tameim lehem, if they themselves realize that really they are tamei, and they know they have to become Torah now, then ein tzorech lama d'aleim, you don't have to stand over them ad shi'atvaylu until they go into the mikvah. But rather, as long as they bring him into the reshus of the mikvah, that's enough. Mishneh Dalit. Ha-noisein min ha-salim o min ha-mashteach shel adama. This is talking about grapes. So, loch riz, if you collected the grapes, when you pulled the grapes off the vines, you put them into baskets, and you had in mind to bring these grapes home to eat them, and you put them into these baskets, so then we say that al-hukshul kabutumma. If you cut them on manas to bring them home, then this juice that falls out now when it's in the basket, you don't care about that juice, and therefore it's not hukshul, the grapes, the kabutumma, they don't become tummy. The same thing, min ha-mashtiach shaladama means this mat, that you spread out the grapes on the ground, and also you're only leaving it there until you bring it home. So then the mitzvah that comes out, the juice that comes out, you don't care if it gets lost, so it's not hukshal kabel tumma. What happened was, from this basket, now you decided that afterwards, you pulled off the tree after you put it into the basket, now you decided to bring these olives, to bring these grapes into the press to make wine out of them. Now the locher is that if you collect the grapes and put them into baskets, amanasa, take them into the gas, to press them, to make them into wine, then they have a lochem in the rabbon, as if they are hukshla kabutumma. So the chiddush is here, first you pulled off these grapes to put them into baskets or to spread them out on the floor, amanasa, to bring them home. And then you change your mind now to bring it into the gas, into the wine press. So Beishamay said, Beishamay Omrim, Naisam Yadayim Teres, that when you take these grapes and put it into the press, you have to make sure your hands are Torah, because since now you're changing your mind and using it for the gas, and as the Lochem Midrabon, that it is Hulshal Kabotumah, therefore you can't be Metama these grapes. Vyimnosam Yadayim Temeus, and if you put these grapes into the vat, when your hands were Tomei, the Lochem is Temeus, these grapes are Mekabotumah. However, Basila says no, Noisnim Yodayim Temeis. Basila says no, since when you first cut off these grapes, you had a mind to bring them home, then when the juice comes out, they were not Hukshla Kabutumma. Simud, now you change your mind to bring it into the vat, to press it into wine, still it remains tor. And therefore, you're allowed to bring them in now, even though your hands are Temeim. O Mafris Trumasa Betaira. But you have to be, when you mafresh truma, that you have to do when you tor. Or else meaning that the truma you take off from these grapes now is also tor, because it wasn't hukshla kabotumi yet. What's going to be min ha'avit or min ha'mashteach shel olim? But let's say when you first cut off the grapes, you put into the avit, that's like a big vat, and usually you take it straight to the gas, you take it straight to the wine press. So the kitzur, when you cut off the grapes, you had in mind to bring it to the wine press, or else in the mashter shel olam, when you put it down, not on the ground, but put it on top of leaves. So we see clearly you didn't have das to bring it home to eat them, but you had in das to press them, and then the locher is that the juice that comes out is hukshel kabotumo. So locher is then hakel shom, everybody agrees, shu noisim b'yodayim teiris, that when you take these grapes now to put them to the vat, to press them, you have to make sure your hands are tor. V'yimnosam b'yadayim temez, bring them in, when your hands are tomei, the locher is timon, then yes, you metama them, they are mekabel tum. Ye Mishneh Hei, ha'oichel min ha'salim, somebody eats from the grapes, they were picked off and put into the baskets, or else min ha'mashteach shel adama, the grapes that are spread out on the ground, and again we said these were picked off for manas to eat, and therefore they're not hukshel kabel tumah. Is afalpi, even though shemuvukois, that they are cracked, these grapes have cracks in them, umenatfois, and is dripping down, juice is dripping out of the grapes, still, since it was taken off from manas to eat, you're not machshir this, you don't care about this juice, and it's not hukshel kabel tumah. And therefore, even though manatfois lagas, this juice is falling into the gas, into the vat, where you have the wine, where you have the olives, to the grapes to press, still, haray hagas torah, the gas remains tor, because this mist, the juice that coming out, you're not machshir it, it's not called a mashke, it's not makabel tumah. What's going to be mino avet? Let's say it took the grapes out of this avet. That's like a type of ovet, a big a vat that you store the olives, the grapes in. And here you have das to put into the press soon. Or else, o mino mashter shel olim, that's spread out not on the ground but on top of leaves. And here the pshat is that the mashke that comes out, you're happy with, you want the mitz, and therefore it is called a mashke. So now, v'nofal mimenu gargar yichidi, if one small, like grape, fell into the gas, into the vat, so it depends. Im yesh lechoysim, if this grape itself has like the stem on it, there's a chois like a seal, and it's not open at all. Therefore, Torah, we say that the vat remains Torah, even though the grape itself was mekabel tumah, but the grape by itself is less than a kibetz, and therefore it's not metama ol oichlin. In order to metama other oichlim, it has to be the shear of a kibetzah. But im ein loichosim, let's say the stem is not on this grape, so there is a hole there, the juice comes out, then we say your hands, when you touch it, you touch the juice, you metama the juice, and when the juice falls into the vat, it's metama whatever it touches. There, you don't have to have a shear of a kibetzah. It's only by the oichlim, not by mashke. Therefore, everything inside the gas, inside the vat, of wine, of grapes, become tummy. What's going to be noflu mimenu anovim, some grapes fall into the vat, and v'drochon b'mokim amufnam, but they get straightened out on the floor in a separate place. Mokim amufnam means nothing else is there. There's no other wine there, no other grapes there. So it depends. Kibetza mechubin, if it's what fell was exactly the size of a kibetza or less, then Torah, it still remains Torah, because when juice comes out, so the pre itself was less than a kibetza, so even though it becomes tamei, but since it's less than a kibetza, it's not matam anything else. Let's say it was started out to be yosem a kibetza, then tamei, because then the pre becomes tamei, and since it has the size of a kibetza, it's matam everything else there. Shekivin, Mishnah says, Shekivin, Sheyotzos, Tipo Rishon, as soon as the first drop comes out of this grape, Nitmes b'kibetza becomes tamei, there's still a kibetza there, and that kibetza has a kev to matam everything else, the matam of the kelim, therefore it all remains tamei. Yemishne vov, mi shehoye oimeid umedaber al svas abor, you had a person standing on top of the board, on top of the pit, we have wine there, and the stam odem is namoritz, so his spit like is tamei midrabonim, and he was sitting and he was standing and talking on top of the pit. Vinitzo tsinorim epiv, and some spit came out of his mouth. Now, suffolk, we have a doubt whether gil abor, did it come and touch the boar, and then it would be metama the boar of wine. Suffolk loyigi, you have a suffolk, no, a doubt, maybe it did not reach the boar. So locharis sveket tor, here in a suffolk, we say the wine remains tor. Even though usually the klal is sofik tumah v'shur sayochu, we say is tamei, but here it's tor, because even if the spit that did reach the bor, it's not for sure it touched the wine in the bor. Maybe it only touched the svas, the outside of the bor, so it's like a sveik sveiker, therefore we say it's tor. Yemishne zayin, hazelef es habor, if someone was like drawing the wine out of the pit, and filling up barrels with wine. Now, nimtza sheretz b'rishoyno, have you found the sheretz, which is mitama, in the first barrel that was filled up? So then, alocharis kulum timaeus, we say all the rest of them are tamei. Like if you found the sherets in the first barrel, when you first started to fill it up with wine, so this barrel you put into the pit of wine, and the barrel I touched all the wine, so the sherets in that barrel was metama all the wine. What's going to be bachreina? Let's say you find the sherets in the last barrel, then we say he tamei, only the last barrel was tamei. Vekulam teres, all the first barrels that you fetched the wine out with, at that time there was no sherets there, because we said the sherets was only in the last barrel. So only the last barrel was tamei, not the first barrels, because it was not metama the wine. Amos, when do I say this? Bizman ju zoylef b'chol achas v'yachas. When you're drawing out the wine with each pitcher, like you put the pitcher in the vat, in the bar of wine, and you draw it out. But what's going to be though? Let's say you were not putting the barrels inside the vat, but rather you were using like a ladle, an in-between pitcher, to take the wine out of the bor and put it into the barrels. Then nimtza sheretz b'yachas men. If later you found in sheretz in one of the barrels, then we say only he tamei bavad, only that one barrel is tamei, because that barrel never went into the bor. It was only drawn up through a ladle, and the ladle like never came in contact with the sherets. So therefore, only that one barrel is tamei and nothing else. Amosai, when do I say all this? Bizman shu boidik, when you checked out the barrel, like before you used the barrel, you checked it out first. You were boidik the barrel. V'loy mechasav, just after you filled it up, you didn't cover it up. Or else, oy mechasav, else you did cover it up, but v'loy boidik, you didn't check it out to see if the sherets was there. Then we have the sveikas where we said, but what's going to be how you boidik if you first checked out the barrel, so mechas and you covered up the barrel, and you do not find the sherets then, just later v'nimtza sherets, the chavis to find out the sherets in one of the barrels, hakol tomei, then we say everything was tomei, because for sure the sherets came from the bor itself, that the sherets was in the bor, the vat of wine, and all the wine became tomei. And who are din babor, if you find the sherets in the bor, so pshita akot, everything is tamei. And b'machetz, if you find the sherets in the machetz, in the ladle, pshita also akot tamei, everything is tamei, because that came in contact with all the wine. Mishneches, beino igulim lezagin. This is on the wine press. Igulim, that's like the round stones that they use like a rechayim, like a millstone, to grind the zagin. The zagim now, that's the bits and shells. Like after you press the wine once, you pressed out the grapes once, now you press out the leftover, the pits and shells. And for that, you need even a heavier, a bigger, a grinder-like. So that's called higulim. So the space between where these big stones are and the zagim, Yishno has a shame with Shusarabim. They gave a suffix. Tumma comes there, since there are a lot of people around, though you need people to pick up these heavy weights, therefore it has locha v'rishus aravim. What's going to be kerem, the great, shalifnei abaitrim, that the people that are in the fields cutting down the vines, they didn't get to it yet, so that kerem that was not cut down yet, rishus ha-yochid, has locha like rishus ha-yochid for sofik tumah, that it would be tummy. Shaliachar abaitrim, the place after where they cut down already, that's rishus aravim, because then there were a lot of people there collecting the grapes. Amos sign, when do we say this? Bizman Sharabim Nichnosim Bizu, the Rabim go through this side, Vyitzim Bizu, and go out the other side. Right, there are two opposite doors there. One way you come in, one way you go out. So therefore the Rabim go through there, therefore sit like Rishus Rabim. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be clay base abad, the kalim, the utensils, by the olive press? Or else for Shogas, that's by the wine press. So, and huadino ekel, that's like the bag that they keep the things in. The leftover shema they put into this bag. So, bizman shenchelates, if they're made out of wood, so menagvim vein term, it's enough just to dry them, and they become tor. In other words, they're like pshute kliates, that's not really makabel tumah, and after you dry it, you don't even have to put them to the mikvah, because they weren't makabel tumah. What's going to be bizman shem shel gami? Gami, let's say it's made out of reeds like grass. Then miyashton, you have to let it dry out. Kol shnei masachodesh for 12 months. or else oicholten bechamin, or else you have to put hot water over it to get out the mashkin that was tomei, and then they automatically become tahor. As these things are also not considered the kli to mekabel tuma, so only question has the mashke that's tomei inside it. So you let it dry out for 12 months, or else you pour hot water over it, it becomes tahor right away. Rabbi Yosi says in the sonom, in the son of Bishabella Sanor Dayo, if you put it like the swift flow of the river, that's enough. That, like the swift flow, draws out all the mashka tome that's in it, and therefore it's ever left is tor, Dayo, that's annoyed to metire these kalim in the wine press or in the ala press or with this bag, the eagle. Yes, Lika Mesech the Tyrus. All right, we'll stop here.